Last December in Rhinelander, Governor Walker signed a bill labeled Mining for America, which, among other things, repealed the state's Prove It First law, commonly known as the Mining Moratorium Bill. That bill required mining companies to prove they could mine without major damage to the environment. The implementation of the new law is set to begin July 1st. Oneida County has spent much time rewriting its ordinance to meet a perceived July 1st deadline. Marathon County also has rewritten its ordinance. But Dave Bluen, state mining chair for the Sierra Club, says Act 134 doesn't require governments to update their regulations by July 1st. He says that date is arbitrary.
It's especially arbitrary for Oneida County because Oneida is unusual insofar as it controls the mineral rights and the land where the primary deposit that's of interest is located, the Lynn deposit. So that means that there's no company that has a lease for that land or the mineral rights at this point. The county still controls them. You know, until a company even begins to demonstrate interest in that deposit, the county is in charge of the timeline for updating their ordinance.
Language is being rewritten by a committee in a public hearing held recently prior to next week's county board meeting where the changes are likely to be debated. At prior board meetings, supervisors felt they wanted to have the ordinance rewrite in place should a company show interest shortly after July 1st. Ken Krall, WXPR News.